Well, if you've been following me on Twitter this morning, you know that I've had quite a day, which began with me locking my car keys and my house keys in the house at 5:30 this morning. And then when I got to the outside broadcast, we had real trouble getting on air. So the engineer is now weeping in a ditch, and we pre-recorded the OB. And I'm now, as you can probably gather from the racket in the background, I'm sitting in a coffee shop, because the reason I came to Goring is because they are triumphant here. They are Village of the Year in the South, so they've seen off 8 other counties. They're going to go through to like a national final. So this is an opportunity to find out just how a village gets through, because I suspect that there are some underhand tactics that are adopted. So sitting around the table, I've got Ron Bridle, who is the coordinator of the Village of the Year team. I mean, that tells you something, doesn't it? And Jill Cranshaw and Anne Hart, who are his staunch supporters. So what is it really like? I mean, because I suspect that there's clearly real determination here in Goring for you to win the whole national thing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're taking this very seriously. I mean, it is a sort of a serious competition, but of course we're taking it in our stride. We know we've got a winning village here, but we've just got to prove it to the judges, and we've been doing everything we can to show them how wonderful we are. But the judges have recognised that now, so we're in the now on the final leg. 4 other villages we've got to beat, and we're Village of the Year England, hopefully.
I mean, it is very beautiful, because you come through in it and it's this archetypal large English village, that beautiful brick and flint houses. You're right by the Thames, obviously. But the thing that's striking is that this competition isn't about hanging baskets and neatly clipped lawns. It's about far more than that. And, I mean, I can't think there are many other villages that have decided to introduce their own hydroelectric scheme.
We have big ideas in Goring, and more than that, we put them into action. If you saw the transformation of our village church, which has happened over the past 3 years, the fact that we're taking through a hydroelectric scheme, when we get ideas, we see them through, and I think that's what sets us apart.
So you're very, very keen to win it. Have you sort of taken a sneaky look at the other competitors across the UK?
We haven't sneaked. We've looked at websites. We've looked at their websites, and we came to the conclusion, yes, okay, but not as good as ours. We've got several websites in the village. But before we entered into it, we did contact a near neighbour, Woodcote, to find out how they went in for it, to glean a bit of information from them. And that's helped enormously.
I mean, you are incredibly determined. I mean, it's 10 years since you entered a Village of the Year competition, and you've clearly thought, right, we're going to win this.
Well, we're pretty confident, yes. I mean, we don't want to be overconfident, because it'll be a terrible disappointment, of course, if we don't win. But we have had some good signs, and that is our competition from other counties have been trying to contact us to
really
find out information about us. Yes.
I mean, how does that happen? Do they phone you up at night? Do you get these sort of like cold callers, really?
Well, we haven't had any cold callers or sort of deep breathers yet, but we've had a lot of contact from our local website, from local newspapers in those regions, asking us for some inside information.
I mean, how could that help them?
To give them,
yeah,
of course.
Because presumably, I mean, they can't go building their own hydroelectric schemes, can they?
No, I think they're a big disadvantage, really, because they can only find out really what we're doing, but they can't influence the result, really. So I think we're set on the course, and they can't really derail us, we think. Hope.
Well, do you know, one of the things that surprised me, because as I said, it's a large village, about 3,000 people, but you decided to impress the judges, you would get together sort of representatives from every single society in the village, and you discover just how many societies you had.
And we discovered just how enthusiastic they are, because we decided that we'd like them to display something about themselves, and we had a fantastic, almost fancy dress parade in which they all took part and got together, and that in itself is building on the community spirit that we've already got. It was tremendous.
But how many were there?
I think there were over 100.
110 organisations.
See, that's incredible.
Altogether. Yes.
I mean, you can't have enough people in the village to belong to all of these societies.
Well, there are one or two that belong to several, of course, but...
Well, listen, all the very, very best of luck. Who do you think are your biggest opposition? Because you must have had this conversation. Who are you most worried about?
Well, we're most worried about the judges, really, to be honest, because we don't have to do any more, because our judges that judged us the best in the South, it's they that represent us in the national forum, because
do you not think
present our case for us to the other judges.
And do you not think they're up to it?
We think they are up to it, because they're definitely... they're very, very, very wily judges, and so they think, I'm sure they've got the measure of us, but it's up to really them to put our case forward to the other judges, and hopefully they'll be, their persuasiveness will win through for us.
Well, good luck, and thanks for the tour this morning, and thanks for a fabulous cup of coffee.
Thank you very much.